Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. I was just handed this during the last break. White House to push gun control, but it turns out when I went to InfoWars.com, Kurt Nemo's already written a boil down. He's got the sources at the bottom. Newsweek, CBS News, right there. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in his State of the Union, but aides say that in the next 2 weeks, the administration will unveil a campaign to get Congress to toughen existing laws. So they have thrown down the gauntlet, and they use that drug-addled individual as a pretext to go after the Second Amendment. They're also going to use Mexico. They have a total gun ban, of course, in Mexico for the general public, but they're blaming our guns for that, even though it's admitted that most of them are military-grade, sold by a corrupt military to the drug cartels. So that is just absolutely incredible. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And that is from Kurt Nemo. Our line went dead with Dr. Paul Conant, so that interview is probably over. But that was a very, very important interview that we just did with him. And again, I earlier went over the video here on air that we have up on one of our YouTube channels, the Info Warrior channel, the director channel. We can put up multiple, you know, 2-3 hour videos if we want. Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water. Very, very important to get that out to everybody. Dr. Conant, we lost your line, but we've got you back for 3 minutes. Closing thoughts on this. This is very exciting that we are having breakthroughs, but finishing up with the pesticide angle, because we haven't spent a lot of time on that. I think that's almost a bigger announcement that they're going to stop gassing the already picked crops that they admit gets deadly fluoride residue on it and serving that to us. At least they're saying they want to phase it out. Looks like we need to put more pressure on that.
Absolutely, and there's a Senator Inhofe who's trying to reverse that, trying to endow agri-sciences is going to be appealing this decision, so it ain't over yet. But at least we have the recognition that there's too much fluoride out there already. We don't need to be adding to it. What we need to is to complete that exercise and say, if there's too much out there already, stop adding it to the drinking water.
Specifically, I know there's several different things they do to crops, but this particular scenario, they just basically, crops that are already picked, they just gas it, correct?
That's right, in warehouses and processing plants. And some of the residues that they were permitting were actually outrageous. 120 parts per million in wheat flour. You know, wheat flour goes into pizza, bread, cookies, candy, you know, you name it. So a kid that's eating a lot of pizza a week or a day, cakes and stuff, think of that, 120 parts per million is 120 milligrams per kilogram. So add up all the wheat products that you're eating and see how many kilograms that is or how many grams that is. And you could easily be getting, if the flour had just been recently treated. Their argument, of course, I should back off, their argument is that this is what they're allowed with a treatment, but they're not. It's not treated all the time, and if you dilute it with the whole food supply, then any individual is not going to get much fluoride this way. However, there is a possibility that recently treated batches of food are going to end up going to a particular institute at some point. At one point, they were going to allow 900 parts per million in powdered eggs. 900 parts per million in powdered eggs. That's what they were going to allow at one point. We kicked up such a fuss on that they backed off. But think about that. Toothpaste is 1,000 parts per million, and you're told only to use a pea-sized amount. And if you should swallow it, contact the Poison Control Center. Well, how many pea-sized amounts of egg do you have in an omelet?
Dr. Paul Conant, I want to commend you for your work, and thank you again for joining us, and I hope everyone will go online and watch your film at PrisonPlanet.tv for free on YouTube.
Can I have one thing, Alex, before I sign off?
Yes.
They are trying, Peter Vallone Jr., a New York City councilor, is trying to
Stay there, Rep.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, we're into the third hour here at Huge News. Obama is set to announce anti-gun legislation, red alert on that front. I'm going to be breaking that down. Also, the V for Victory, Victory Against Tyranny campaign has exploded like nothing we've ever done. I want to salute all those involved in that. The answer to 1984-1776 contest has exploded as well. We're going to be going over all of that information, but Dr. Paul Conant is a prestigious peer-reviewed publisher of many peer-reviewed reports. He has tirelessly for 14-plus years exposed how deadly sodium fluoride is in the food chain. 3 weeks ago, the EPA announced that they are going to move to phase out the gassing of crops with upwards of 150 parts per million. They put one part per million in the water, and they say that's too much. That's 150 times, roughly. They're putting on your food. It's concentrated in so many of the products that you eat. Just absolutely incredible. And they're announcing there's too much fluoride in the water. They want to cut it roughly in half. Dr. Conant, some stations just joined us. Recap what's happened, how big this is. You had one other point you wanted to make.
Yeah, it is a very big decision. For the CDC that's promoted fluoridation for over 50 years, or at least the Department of Health and Human Services, of which CDC is a part, to admit that what they've been telling people for all these years, that up to 1.2 parts per million is effective and reduces tooth decay without causing any problems, they've had to admit that that's wrong, and they're now lowering the so-called optimal level to 0.7. Meanwhile, the EPA is moving on reducing the safe drinking water standard, but the politics has interfered with that because they've made it clear that they're going to reduce it, but not interfere with the water fluoridation program. So one hand giveth, the other hand taketh away. And then, as you've rightly pointed out, the EPA, a few days later, the pesticide division, agreed with all our objections. We've been fighting this for 9 years and said they're withdrawing sulfuryl fluoride from the market because kids, people are getting too much fluoride and they cannot sanction adding even more to the food supply. Now, what's happening around the country is more and more communities, as a result of this and other pieces of information, are stopping fluoridation. Yellow Springs, Ohio, a couple of days ago, voted against fluoridation. Yesterday, Calgary, the city council in Alberta, Calgary, Alberta, voted against fluoridation. And in New York City, the jewel in the crown as far as fluoridation is concerned, Peter Vallone Jr. has introduced legislation to stop fluoridation in New York City. Believe me, if New York City stops fluoridation, that's the end of fluoridation in the United States and the end worldwide. So if you live in New York City, contact Peter Vallone Jr., thank him, contact your other councillors in New York City and say, please support this sensible initiative. It will save New York City over $7 million a year when we need to save money, but also it will protect our children's brains and everything else from this poison.
Well, in closing, as you said yourself, I think of the hundreds of videos out there, presentations you've given, the hour-long one that we produced with you a month ago that's on PrisonPlanet.tv and free as a public service emergency warning on the InfoWar channel there on YouTube. Everyone should send this to your water board, to your city council, your county commissioners, your state legislators. Burn it onto disk. YouTube has a download function, so does So does PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn it to disk. Hand deliver it to them. They'll see a distinguished doctor, a chemist, with the documents, laying it all out in an hour. It's very well produced. With him in studio with me, in studio, in our main studio, and giving a speech that night in Austin. Very powerful. Delivered it to them. Give it to them. Because if we can show with the TSA that it's wrong and back that off, with the fluoride it's wrong, with the use of depleted uranium that's killing our troops en masse. I've had the former head of the DU weapons program, Dr. Doug Rocky, on many times. They know what's happening. If we can do that, stop letting them use our troops as guinea pigs, we can have victory, 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 because we have the truth on our side. And just, again, in closing, when you were here a month ago, you got up before the city council. You had 3 minutes. Here you are on your own expense flying to Austin. You get up during 3 minutes. They're laughing at you. They're talking to each other. We played the video here on air of them doing that. It's actually on the Mike Hansen channel on YouTube if folks want to watch it. And they just laughed at you. Now, last week, Fluoride Action spoke to them, and I just saw the video on the Mike Hansen channel, and they were not laughing this time when they brought up all the mainstream news about it being dangerous. And, you know, the point is, in the town I live in, these little laughing corporate lackeys, there needs to be lawsuits filed, okay, because they're not just putting fluoride in. There's radioactive isotopes, radium, you name it. That's big news in Texas. These little laughing slime bags need to be dealt with politically and legally and peacefully, because they are assaulting us and our families, and I have to go through all sorts of expense to keep my children out of it. I've moved out of Austin. I'm now on well water, so I'm outside their evil control, but I do care about people being bombarded here in the city of close to a million people. But Dr. Conant, what a turn of events.
Yeah, it certainly was, and I wouldn't I think those councilmen that you're talking about were extremely embarrassed when that videotape went out, when people heard about their insulting behavior of not listening to me. And what worries me is they don't listen to other people as well. They treat this public participation.
Here's a distinguished scientist, peer-reviewed, prestigious, in a fine suit, distinguished, giving them loving information, and they're laughing at you and ignoring you. They are disgusting scum.
But, Alex, let's say this. That day when I had the interview with you live and then went away to speak to the village council, some of the aides, and then came back and did that wonderful videotape, I really can't thank you enough. That is such a superb job that your production team produced, the best statement I've ever had on videotape. Anyway, in between that time, the aides, they all showed up. It wasn't just one aide that we thought we were going to speak to. All the aides showed up. They all listened very, very carefully, and I think it was because of the bad press they got on that treatment of me in particular. So I think they realized that they were, you know, that was a no-no, and hopefully other people will get better treatment when they testify in public. One last thing. If people do watch this wonderful videotape of yours, Toxic Tap Water, the best thing that they can do immediately watching that, after watching that, is to call Carol Kopf, and her email is nicekopf@aol.com. Nicekopf, N-Y-S, stands for New York State, C-O-F, Coalition Opposed to Fluoridation, at AOL.com. That's nicekopf@AOL.com. She's the point person for New York City. So if you've got any contacts, if you've got relatives or friends who live in New York City, or if you live in New York City, or if you ever visit New York City, this is the campaign to support.
If we can, because if New York City falls to liberty, they all fall, or they rise to liberty. The tyranny falls, the liberty rises. Dr. Conant, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Bye for now.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. What an amazing interview, and I just feel so good knowing I'm scientifically researched, knowing I interview the top experts, knowing we're right, and knowing we're having victory. V for victory, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I actually did even more research on where the V came from in England, and because I always knew it was used in the French resistance of the Nazis, in simple V for victory against tyranny and letting people communicate that, hey, we're awake to what's happening outside the Nazi control. It actually goes back to Runnymede and before that the Norman invasions and other things when they captured Anglo-Saxon archers. This goes back to the time of Robin Hood. He's really an archetype of that. They would cut off the index and the middle finger. Because to pull a longbow, it took extreme force, and it was the equivalent of, like, you know, the shotgun of the day. To pull an English longbow, you had to have those two fingers, especially when you release the arrow for accuracy. I myself have done quite a bit of bow hunting and enjoy it. It's an incredible weapon. Back when I was good at it, I could shoot a sapling at 100 yards. I'd tell my uncle, I'd say, watch this. I'm going to shoot that black knot on that sweet gum. And I remember out in his front yard, he goes, all right, I bet you $20 you can. I said, watch this. Of course, I had a compound bow, so it's easier. So once you draw back, it's there's no force. Once you've pulled it, it's harder with the classic bow because you've got to hold it while you've got that force. And I knew how to, you know, with the sight, with distance, raise it a bit. And it just went right in the knot. And he goes, you can't do it again. I go, 100. And, of course, it's only in competition that I can be that good. Boom. The arrow went down. Of course, it was a metal arrow, and scraped it down and went into the knot again. Of course, I can't do that now. Back when I was more of a woodsman and hunted and fished constantly, I could shoot the same hole at 200 yards with a 30-06 Remington 700 with a good Leopold scope. I did buy a Remington 700 308 that was owned by the head of the Dallas SWAT team about 15 years ago. That was the I bought it from a gun shop where he had it on consignment. I did buy that, and even not being the best shot, I could shoot a deer at 600 yards with it. All right, I'm now getting off into things I like doing. It's not that I like killing the deer. It's the primitive thing of doing the hunting. You get into that mode, and then you butcher it, and you eat it, and it's what humans do. I know you like to go buy it at the store, and, you know, it's in a, wrapped up in plastic, but now I'm digressing off into a bunch of other issues that really don't matter. But that's where the V thing really originates with the British, and then why it got picked up, because I don't want to say it on air with children listening, but it's kind of like the middle finger to the French. Whenever the French or others were invading, the archers would, you see it in Braveheart similar, they would moon them. That's a military thing that the British and Scots would do. It was very insulting. They would pull their pants down. And then they would dangle their fingers in front of them, their two fingers, and just go, we are going to kill you. We are going. So I guess the media could spin that and say it's violent. But I mean it as peaceful as V for victory against tyranny, awakening and coming together. I'm going to talk about that towards the end of the hour. I got to get into the really scary news. I just want to be happy and have freedom. I can't believe it. I knew they were going to do it. Gibbs said he was, and then he did in the State of the Union. They have a strategy there. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And that is up on InfoWars.com. It's confirmed by CBS News and Newsweek. We're going to break that down on the other side of this important break. And I got some other important surprises coming up. And we're going to get back into this other report. Shocker, citizen spy networks have been given immunity. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Well,
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine.
I was about to get into Obama to deliver gun grabbing speech and a new anti-gun legislative agenda, and I will. But during the break, the producer showed me an article on Drudge. And it's also on Fox News, and they're calling it Taking Liberties in Your Face, New Hampshire Supreme Court to decide if mother too religious to homeschool children. You can't even have your own religion in this country. There it is from the AP. Group asked court to consider removing girl from homeschool. What did California rule 3 years ago that got overturned? That parents do not have control of their children, that the state is the ultimate guardian, and that homeschooling would then be illegal unless you had a teaching certificate, and then it would have to have approved curriculum. If you want to homeschool and don't want earth worship taught to your children, that's the new religion in schools, all over the country they're saying you're not allowed to teach Christianity to your children. I mean, you cannot make this up. My children are homeschooled. They're taught a Christian curriculum. I mean, this has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Have you figured that out yet? That this government is pure, I want that mother on if we can get her, is pure tyranny. The live free or die state? Oh, that's terrorist. Got to get rid of that name. It's on their license plate. New Hampshire? And they're trying to say that you can't teach your children what you want and teach things from a Christian perspective? I mean, I'm speechless, but I'm not. This is par for the course. I mean, look at this article we covered in the first hour. Bill would protect big sis citizen spies from lawsuit. Infowars.com. Shocker. Citizen spy networks to be given immunity. We're trying to make that the number one Google search term today. Please put it in right now. Citizen spy networks. Three words. Citizen spy networks. I mean, they got a list of tyrannical things to do, and they're making a list and checking it twice and making sure they implement every stinking bit of it. And Gibbs said the day before, but Monday, before the State of the Union, he said, yes, the president will call for new gun legislation. And then he didn't. And NBC and others, you know, InfoWars had reported it, with people like, oh, see, he didn't. No, he's good. No, they're going to introduce legislation. It's CBS, MSNBC, Newsweek. They're all reporting it right now. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And here's the Newsweek. We've got it on screen. White House to push gun control. Victim disarmament. Obama, now listen to this. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in his State of the Union. But aides say that in the next 2 weeks, the administration will unveil a campaign to get Congress to toughen existing laws. Well, you already do an instant check and are registered in. They're already just denying people. Rahm Emanuel's called for, if they want to put you on a no-fly list with no judge, jury, or reason, now you're on a no-gun buy list. This is actually happening, and I am pretty much speechless. I mean, there's no doubt. You cannot homeschool your kids if you're a Christian. We're going to take them. We're going to put them in public school. You must take forced inoculations. We're going to put surveillance blimps up, scanning your face and license plate. We're going to have citizen spies everywhere who are immune from prosecution for bad behavior. I mean, just, oh, we're building FEMA camps, but we're not. It's a nightmare. Wake up. Get out of your trance. And I know you, the listeners, are out of your trance, but we got to get other people out and prominent people who I know are out there and are upset about what's happening. Now's the time to put up or shut up. And I mean that respectfully. Now's the time to use your power and your treasure and your name, whoever you are, to start speaking out or there's no future. This is a scientific plan for authoritarian control. It's publicly been deployed. It's pretty much a RAND Corporation CFR hybrid. They've done it in the third world over and over again. Our government is illegitimate. It has funded more than 50 times that we know of the overthrow of governments to put dictators in. I mean, that's what the people that run this country want, so they can steal and get away with all the crimes they've already committed. Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake and Raul Garavelva sit next to the empty seat of Representative Gabrielle Giffords on Capitol Hill before Obama's recent State of the Union. Well, she's not anti-gun, and the father of the poor little dead girl and the mommy have said, don't use her death to take people's guns. We've already lost so many rights after 9/11 with the airports. I have to travel, and it's horrible what the TSA does. That's the father. They don't care. They don't care. We need to get the father and others now who don't want to politicize this to stand up and fight. At the beginning of the State of the Union address, President Obama tipped his hat, Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who's now recuperating. He didn't tip his hat. He said, it's all good to have parties and arguments, but then we get a congresswoman shot. Remember that when he quoted that? The message was, your guns caused this. And they're going to use Mexico. You watch. They're always trying to blame the guns from here on that when they're a small part of it. And they know that. The cartels are buying it internationally and buying it from the military. They got fully auto. They got rocket launchers. You know, they just caught a Navy SEAL a month ago trying to sell stuff to the Mexican cartel. Rocket launchers and grenades. You don't buy that at the gun shop. We need our guns to protect ourselves with this collapsing economy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family, not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed and ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. Yeah, I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up
white and blue. Still believe freedom isn't free. And I guess it's up to you and me to find it. Yeah, we gotta find it. 'Cause we're looking for
Gusset, Made in America Blue Jeans, has gotten behind this song. What an amazing musician, Mark Wills. You can go listen to the song for free on the website, gusset.com/America. They've also got some deals where you can get free T-shirts and the music CD when you get a couple pairs of the jeans. They got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans. That's the type of music we need to hear on. That's a lot better than most country music I hear on the radio, I'm here to tell you. We got another great country music guy, Weldon Henson, right here in our office. But I tell you, Mark Wills doing a great job and pointing out that globalism has destroyed jobs in this country. So go find out more at gusset.com/America. And I think that song deserves to be heard. You can also see some newscasts covering the song at gusset.com/America. And you can read the lyrics there as well and see what Diamond Gusset's doing to try to get Americans to start buying American again for the quality and everything else that goes along with it. But get his Looking for America track there for free at gusset.com/America. Gusset spelled GUSSET.com/America. And talking about trying to get America back, here's Fox News. Too religious for homeschool. The state is coming with an injunction saying that the mother is teaching her 11-year-old from a Christian perspective, and it's just amazing to see this type of stuff going on in America. Where is America? Where has America gone? Well, we know where it's gone. It's fallen to the New World Order. And by admitting that we have a world government upon us, we can reverse what's happened by rediscovering the Bill of Rights culture, rediscovering liberty and freedom. But if we don't do that, if we don't speak up, see, we have this image in our minds, at least I see the media pushing it, that we're all fighting with each other, and it's left, right, black, white, old, young, north, south, east, west, and that if there was a solution to what's happening, they never illustrate what the real problems are. The mainstream media gives you false problems and gives you false solutions to give them more power. And they also send out these archetypal images that you've got to have a hero that does it all for you. And no, it's all of us together doing little things every day that are going to save this republic. And that message goes out around the world with great patriots that are fighting the globalists and the eugenicists in Chile, Mexico, Canada, Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Asia. There are people everywhere standing up. You know, they have a top UN official came out in the last 2 days and say that, you know, there's evidence that 9/11 is an inside job and they're calling for his firing. I mean, this stuff is out there. And there are citizens out there in groups fighting back against the court trying to force this woman to put her kid in public school. So they're testing us. They're trying to overwhelm us. They're trying to wear us out. They're trying to break our will. But it's so incredible that they've introduced legislation. Same guy who's been out there supporting the Emergency Centers Act, New York Republican Peter King, Homeland Security chairman for the Democrats, the See Something, Say Something campaign. They want, quote, good citizens who report suspicious activity not facing consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremist or terror. And we get the training manuals, Ron Paul stickers, Bob Barr stickers, in the Fed type stuff. It's just unspeakable. I mean, I don't have words to describe how serious this is. And now we have Newsweek today. This is up on Infowars.com. White House to push gun control. Obama intentionally did not mention gun control in his State of the Union. Yeah, he did. He said it's okay to have parties fighting with each other until the congresswoman got shot. That was the first thing he said in the speech. You can just pull up his speech. It's the first thing he said was demonizing the Second Amendment. It's all well and good for us to argue and fight with each other until you see something like happened with the shootings in Tucson, Arizona. the tragedy there. That fake voice he uses. And we see everybody here sitting together. That's what we need more of. I mean, sit down, shut up, follow their agenda as they launch the citizen spies. And see, they admit in this article, they talked to insiders at the White House, Newsweek report, CBS reporting the same thing, that they said, well, we didn't want to energize the pro-gunners. We didn't want to make this a big public thing. We understand how much anger there is. Yeah, they know in polls now upwards of 70% are pro-gun. They're losing. People are getting into guns. All the liberals I know under Bush started buying guns. They're figuring out that it's about being free. A slave is disarmed. And so they're in trouble on their abortion agenda, on their gun-grabbing agenda, on their North American Union agenda, on their fluoride agenda, on their war agenda. What, 2 weeks ago it was in the New York Times, 76% of Americans want to end the Afghan war now, and that's even a spun poll. It's probably higher. And what did Gates, the head of the Defense Department, say? Secretary of Defense said, we don't care what the people are saying. You see, it's not our country, they're telling us. This is going to continue. Even though I've had Colonel Anthony Schaefer and countless other that have actually been over there saying our presence is making it worse. But that's the plan. Create extremists that are angry. It continues. But throughout the hour-long speech, he never addressed the issue at the core of Gifford's tragedy, gun control. Really, it's at the core of it, Newsweek? I thought at the core was a guy taking hallucinogens every day who was a devil worshiper, probably under mind control. But throughout the hour-long speech, he never addressed, yeah, he did at the very start, the issue at the core of Gifford's tragedy, gun control, and what lawmakers would or should do to reform American firearm access laws. And they're going to claim the government, with no judge or jury, you watch, can just say you're mentally ill. You know they've already been trying since under Clinton to just say that troops have PTSD when they don't, and grandpa goes to buy his grandson a gun. I've talked to grandpas, no criminal record, and they say, we're not going to tell you why, but you can't buy guns. No judge, no jury. It's like the no-fly list, which they want to be a no-gun-buy list. They just put you on a list. They're going to say they've got to ban more than one purchase of a, quote, assault weapon at a time. That's any semi-automatic handgun or rifle or shotgun. Because I know what they've already been pushing. I know what their agenda is. You watch, that's what's going to happen. They're announcing that these legislation's coming. They don't say what it is. They just say, oh, so this stuff doesn't happen again. And then every time there's a shooting, they blame the Second Amendment and say more. They can't stand it. But now that they've got the instant check, they have the instant denial with no proof. Now they want to codify that into law and claim, well, we think you're an extremist or we think you're dangerous. And they're also going to try to bring back in the assault weapons ban and ban many types of firearms. I mean, this is it. This is the big gauntlet being thrown down, declaration of war against liberty. So there was no mention of gun control. This was intentional, according to the White House. An administration official says Obama didn't mention guns in his speech because of the omnipresent. This is the one thing that wakes Americans up. Because of the omnipresent controversy surrounding the Second Amendment and gun control. Tuesday's speech was designed to be more about the economy. Yeah, so they can keep robbing us. And how, as Obama repeated 9 times, the U.S. could win the future. Sit down, shut up, do what they say, and it'll be all right. But in the next 2 weeks, the White House will unveil a new gun control effort in which it will urge Congress to strengthen current laws, which now allow some mentally unstable people, such as alleged Arizona shooter Jared Loughner, to obtain certain assault weapons, a handgun, in some cases without even a background check. They did a background check on him. That's a lie. He did the next. Tuesday night after the speech, Obama's advisor, David Ploeff, said on NBC News that the president would not let the moment after Arizona shootings pass without pushing for some change in law to prevent another similar incident. It's a very important issue and one I know there's going to be to debate about on the Hill. And it just goes on from there. And Kurt Nemo's got a report on this, dealing with it, at Infowars.com, giving you the real breakdown of what's happening on that front. Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. And, you know, I'll go a few weeks now without doing Google bombs on air, which reach, in some cases, millions of new people, always tens of thousands, even if it's not a big success. Resistance is success. But we launched one at the beginning of the broadcast from the article, Shocker, Citizen Spy Networks to be given immunity. We want you to search the term Citizen Spy Networks. Please continue doing that. It should be number one in the next hour or so on Google Trends. Then a lot of other media picks up on it and reports on it. And it links back to our stories. Or if you copy our stories to your website, to you, I don't care. I want the word to get out. It's why I make expensive video productions and fly people around. I got guys flying to Alaska right now because I'm in an info war. I'm in a fight for liberty. I don't have any future if we don't expose these people. And the truth is the weapon in the info war. But I want to do another search term, and if you'll put that InfoWars.com memo article back up, I will extract a term from it and give that out as another search term that hopefully here in the third hour, well, we can get out there to everybody. The article is Obama to deliver gun-grabbing speech soon. Let's make gun-grabbing number two search today. We've already got one that's certainly going to be number one thanks to your efforts against the globalist. Gun-grabbing, G-U-N. G-R-A-B-B-I-N-G. And that will lead them to everybody else that's got gun grabbing in their headlines that are anti-victim disarmament, and it will lead them to our articles, just another move against them. Gun grabbing. Gun grabbing. In fact, let's not just make it gun grabbing. Let's make it Obama gun grabbing. You can do three words. Obama gun grabbing. Search term. Obama. You know how to spell Barry Sotaro's fake name. O-B-A-M-A. Obama gun grabbing. Let's strike back now. Will it save us? No, but the overall resistance will. Resistance is victory. V for victory. Obama gun grabbing. Hit him and hit him hard. Now, I had an epiphany Wednesday morning after watching Obama's speech, his State of the Destruction of the Union. And that was the globalists have always hated this country. They've hated it because it's an example of liberty, private property, the family, the Second Amendment. They hate it. And if they can take it over, they're going to win. Now, everybody knows that. That's simple. But the epiphany or the deep understanding, I was there in the shower, and I was actually almost shaking with understanding and just the desire to warn people and resist and have victory against these people. Because I know we've got it in us if we just take action. And it hit me. They hate this country. That's why they love stealing tens of trillions of dollars. That's why they want another $100 trillion, Bloomberg and AP reporting, to the private bankers. $100 trillion. Oh, yeah, we covered that yesterday. Those numbers are so incredible, which they can then leverage against us. But if they can't get our guns, they can at least destroy our economy, ship our jobs to China, set up one-way trade deals that destroy us. They can at least poison our water. They can at least dumb us down. They can at least try to force vaccines on us. They can at least turn our neighbors against us and turn us all against each other so we're all paranoid, don't talk about politics like it's dirty and a bad word, a chilling effect. And that's why they're doing all of this. These are control freaks who hate goodness, who hate honor. They're criminals. They need to protect what they've built, what they've stolen. And for anybody who is sitting on the fence, don't forget Reuters, Bloomberg last year. In fact, we'll just put it on screen, type it into the search engine. Great crew, does such a wonderful job pulling this stuff up. I'll give you the exact headline. Insurance company made secret deal with Veterans Affairs to take death benefits 11 years ago. This is a meeting with one big insurance company. But all the big ones got in there, not just Prudential. And they made a deal. They said, well, we have troops paying in for death benefits if they die. Insurance, we have them sign up for. We push on them. Can we just keep that money? And they said, yeah, just take it. But you'll have to do a procedure where you send them paperwork that tricks them when they sign it, tell them they're about to get the money, and then they don't get it. Veterans Agency made secret deal over benefits. I mean, guys, criminal pure scum. Last night, I'm going to come back and get into the really key issues, but I keep saying I'm going to tell this story. Every day when I get gas or buy stuff at the corner store, all these guys I've known for a couple of years, they are all joining the Navy. One guy comes in, and he's their friend. They were out there smoking cigarettes around their truck. They were about to close last night at about 9:30. And they said, hey, Alex, come on over. We checked out Project Shed you told us about. And the one guy that's gotten two of them in the gas station to sign up for the Navy. And I'm not saying that's inherently bad, but they're going to hurt them and use them. I told them about Project Shed and how they nerve gas and spray the troops with radiation and kill them. And the guy said, well, that's why we're honorable. We do it for our country. And I said, it's not honorable to have the government nerve gas troops with VX nerve gas. See, I mean, you got these young 20-year-old guys who think they're bulletproof. And I think it's cute and funny to take experimental vaccines that's illegal, to be used as guinea pigs, to have chemical sprayed on them, to have biological sprayed on them. And the two guys he's gotten to sign up, though, they're always asking me questions now, and they're all freaked out. And he's there like I'm trying to cut in on his bevy of girls or something that he's about to ship off to Shanghai, just going, oh, they're going to like it. Come on, they're going to like it. And, I mean, you're just sitting there looking at it, at the foolishness. At the foolishness. You like when your husband dies, you find out the government stole your money? I mean, these people aren't playing games. Admit they're criminals.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Blitzing through other important news here in the final segment. Republicans revive proposed legislation to force ISPs to retain user data. No judge, no jury, no Fourth Amendment, forcing them, and that's very expensive, to store data. That is just incredible. For 2 years, just store everything guilty until proven innocent. That report's up there. Here is a PC World article. Google comes under fire for secret relationship with NSA, National Security Agency. Google was set up with InQtel money from the CIA. That's not even debated. It was set up through MIT 11 years ago, and now 12, 1999. Now it dominates everything. And they're saying they're going to start censoring alternative news sites and basically only allow listings for mainstream sites. I mean, that's Chinese-style net censorship right there. That was announced earlier on Sunday. Drudge carried our report for a day and a half dealing with it. It got massive attention, thank goodness. But this is happening. Google comes under fire from a secret relationship with NSA. Consumer Watchdog, an advocacy group largely focused on recent years on Google's privacy practices, has called on congressional investigation into the Internet giant's cozy relationship with U.S. President Barack Obama. They also asked them to investigate the relationship between Google and several government agencies. Well, yeah, they're based at a NASA facility. He goes on to talk about why do they have secretive relationships and secret airfields with the U.S. National Security Agency. And it goes through all the how they're stealing Wi-Fi connection data. They are the NSA snoop. What do you think the keyword search technology is? That's NSA echelon. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. DHS to end color code threat level. That's out of Wired magazine. And this is just because basically everything's going to be orange now. It's a permanent state of police state. And it also came out under Governor Ridge. He admitted they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. Source on that, MSNBC in his book. That's pretty criminal, isn't it? Continuing with this news and information here. I covered this earlier, but I want to get back into it more tomorrow because it's such a big deal. Congress will probe special exemptions to health care law that Obama administration gave select unions and businesses. Well, of course they did. I mean, it's on record that if you're a political contributor like McDonald's, you don't have to buy insurance for employees, but all your competition does. That's the heart of tyranny. And so the government controls everything in a fascist system. They socialize the middle class wealth to transfer it to the robber barons. Then everybody else is dependent on them because it's either a government job or a government contract. Now they're making that secret and saying they're only going to give it to their friends. I mean, this is how they're going to control everything, is with money. And then there's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. They're now announcing at Love Field Airport in Dallas that taxi drivers that have vans or cars that are natural gas powered will get to cut in front of everyone at the queue picking up customers. That's an incredible economic attack. Total discrimination. There's no law. They're just announcing we control the cops. They're going to direct anybody with a sticker up to the front. I mean, this is so incredible. And you add it together with the citizen spies in New Hampshire saying, we're not going to let you teach Christianity in homeschool, and we're going to take your kid and put him in public school. I mean, it's just pouring in. They're telling you torture's good. Secret arrest is good. It's just pure evil everywhere. Taking the vets' pension funds when they die, stealing their death benefits. Major banks have pled guilty to $356 billion in drug money, but they're just getting a slap on the wrist civilly. They're buying the aircraft for the Mexican drug cartels. I covered that a few days ago. It's just pure criminality. And they want to get rid of the laws and the Bill of Rights so they can rob us even more and not get in trouble for what they've done so many crimes, folks. They got to go all the way. They've already destroyed us economically. And now the shoe's starting to drop. The other shoe, the balloon's going up. That's what tyranny's about, folks. And you're about to really find out. Those of you out there that are like, oh, don't be angry. Be positive. Sit down and shut up. Look at this article. Dallas cabbies play political football with city leaders. Oh, they're playing political football because they don't like being discriminated against if they don't have a natural gas car. This is how it's going to work. You do what they say, or the police with no law just show up and arrest your butt. You try to cut in front when they're doing this, you'll be arrested. Key information coming up in retransmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.